There's something sort of magical about being out on big water. Being in a small boat on an inland lake or a river, that's great. But when you pull away from a dock and you find yourself looking out at water that stretches to the horizon and you feel the swells and you enjoy the breeze, it's a real experience. Now imagine making that your workplace. The waves, the sunrises and sunsets, and yeah, a huge engine making a ton of noise, but still, you're on the water, which beats a cubicle any day of the week. It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. For the cadets at the Great Lakes Maritime Academy in Traverse City, the idea of working on the water is not just a dream, it is a very real goal. This is one of just 7 such academies in the country, training people to be merchant mariners, the folks who operate cargo vessels. They are in very short supply. Meanwhile, the federal government is making a big push to bulk up the U.S. maritime industry. President Trump says he wants more ships sailing under the flag of the United States. Well, you're going to need people to run those ships, but there might not be enough cadets to pull that off. Let's hear from IPR's Claire Keenan-Kurgan, who got the enviable assignment of spending some time aboard a training tugboat out on the waters of Grand Traverse Bay.
So we have to make sure our radar works, our depth finder, we have a semi...
That's Bryce Wise-Brown, a cadet at Great Lakes Maritime Academy. We're in the wood-paneled pilot house of the Robinson Bay, the school's new tugboat. We're about to travel out of the school's harbor. The cadets are earning their towing endorsements, meaning they're getting certified to operate tugboats like this one.
Yep, I'll speak up if I see something that's wrong.
That's his teacher, who he calls Commander, Carrie Godwin, who's watching over the whole process. It's the end of the summer program on the Robinson Bay, and the cadets should be able to run it on their own. They're taking turns directing the process and steering, calling out what angles to steer to and shifting the throttles.
Just keep it right 30.
Holding right 30.
It's a bit loud on the boat because the Robinson Bay has a huge engine. It's designed to push and pull cargo barges.
So we're like moving out of the harbor now.
We're trying.
The cadets are tasked with going out of the harbor, then into the harbor, then out, then in, over and over. The official endorsement they get from this summer program will open up more job opportunities for the cadets. There are 5,000 vessels made for towing in the U.S. fleet, compared to just a couple hundred U.S. shipping vessels the grads usually look for work on. Students come from all over the country to Traverse City to earn a bachelor's degree and an official Coast Guard third mate's license. Dan Zasik, an instructor, says the maritime industry is hurting for people right now.
Companies will come in, they're like, we're buying pizza, and they're like, all right, who wants to work for us?
The grads are making well over $100,000 upon graduation. Rear Admiral Jerry Achenbach has led the Great Lakes Maritime Academy for 15 years.
The job opportunities for a cadet graduating from a maritime academy, any of them, have not been seen since the end of the Vietnam War.
He listed a couple of reasons for that.
A very large number of senior people retired due to COVID. And when that happened, everybody moved up quickly. So all of a sudden you have this real void at the entry-level position.
And he said there's a push right now from the Trump administration to expand the U.S. maritime industry.
Each administration has their passions. This is not a, you know, pro-current administration, nor is it a con. I'm fiercely independent.
But he said that, like former President Biden loved Amtrak, President Trump loves ships. The Federal Department of Transportation reached out to each maritime academy, including the one in Traverse City.
We had to tell them what resources we needed to add 50 seats to the academy, 100 seats, 150, or 200 seats.
But they haven't gotten any extra resources yet. U.S. flagged ships make up less than 1% of commercial vessels worldwide. President Trump wants to change that, so he's pouring money into building ships. So is the state of Michigan. There are some pretty big hurdles, though. U.S. boats are much more expensive to build. And even if Trump succeeds, the ships might not sail under a U.S. flag. That's up to the companies. And if they do sail under the U.S. flag, then they'll need U.S. citizen officers, Jim Weekly of the Lake Carriers Association, a Great Lakes shipping lobby, says there may not be enough people for all this.
It's kind of the chicken and the egg, right? You need mariners to man the ships and you need shipyards or shipyard workers to build them. I think right now we're lacking both capabilities. That's why we need places like Great Lakes Maritime Academy to keep cranking out those graduates.
So back aboard the Robinson Bay in Traverse City, cadets are preparing to become those graduates. This tugboat that they're training on is new to the school, but it's actually pretty old. It was launched in 1958 and operated by the federal government on the St. Lawrence Seaway.
So it's got that nice, like, kind of 1950s grandma's basement feel.
That's the instructor, Dan Zasek. There's a lot of nostalgia about the Robinson Bay. It's wooden on the inside. In the morning, as the cadets train, the light hits the panels just right, framing Lake Michigan out the window. And they better like the view, because these guys will end up spending a lot of time on boats.
You know, you can imagine a container ship going across the Pacific Ocean. Once you're going and you're on track, it's kind of like, well, what do you guys want to do for 8 days?
But for now, it's just in and out and back again in Grand Traverse Bay.
That story came from IPR's Claire Keenan Kurgan. She has some great photos that help supplement the pictures you hopefully already have in your head. Check them out at iprnews.org. This story was made in collaboration with the Northern Michigan Journalism Collaborative, a project led by us here at Interlochen Public Radio and our friends at Bridge Michigan, and funded by Press Forward Northern Michigan. The Up North Lowdown is a production of Interlochen Public Radio. If you liked the story you just heard, good news, you're in the right place to hear more. Subscribe to our podcast to keep getting these sound-rich stories about life and people in Northern Michigan. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.